Yeah, pizza.
Just doing it. Just a second. So on behalf of Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities, I would like to welcome you all to this session with Voltas Management, Mr. Manish Desai, Head of Corporate Finance, Mr. Vaibhav Vora, Manager of Finance. I would like to extend the season's greetings to all and trust everyone is keeping well and safe. As requested by the management, we will directly open the floor for to the participants for questions. So Shreya, over to you.
Sure. I request the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please use the raise hand function, or you can come in directly and ask a question by introducing yourself and your company name. We have one question from Vishal Piraya, Max Life. Please go ahead, sir.
Have we taken any price hikes in Jan and Feb?
So Vishal, usually if you see post Diwali season, the season goes into lull season, and we expect the season, the trend to continue till for Jan and Feb. So even if you see the Jan and Feb also, the season was actually impacted by prolonged winters and the season was not in a favor. So when the season is not in a favor, is not when the time when we prefer to take any kind of price hikes, because it will anyways will not go well down with any kind of dealers also and customers also. So we would prefer to take any kind of price hikes when the season starts, sometime in March and April. So we are still looking at the season and setting off the summer in a complete proper way. And then we will take a gradual price hike as and where required and geography, I mean, and from geography to geography. So to answer your question directly, Jan and Feb, no, we have not taken any price hike. And you'll see how it subsequently moves.
Okay. If we look at Jan and Feb, and if you compare it on yearly basis, so what would have been the kind of volume growth? Would it be mid to high single digits?
So Vishal, honestly speaking, we would not be in a position
For the industry, not for Volta. Sorry, my apologies for not asking, not stating that clearly.
No worries. So for an industry as well. So Vishal, as I mentioned in my first answer also. So the season has not been in favor. So year on, so compared to last year, the season has not been in a favor to this. So there were the both the season and both the period that we were comparing had a very different kind of an environment. Last year also there was a pent up demand in Jan and Feb as compared to this year Jan and Feb. There was a prolonged winter and there was an uncertainty looming around because of Omicron and some of the other tensions, geopolitical tensions which are going on. So yes, there is a degrowth, but we still need to assess what was the volume degrowth in Jan and Feb for industry as well. But as compared to last year, whereas last year there was a pent-up demand and we were expecting a full-fledged summer, obviously, which was the demand was muted and the second wave came and that is a different thing. But Jan and Feb last year, December, Jan and Feb was increasingly a well-established month. So I'm talking about Jan Feb 2021. So the demand, so obviously we are not expecting a good Jan and Feb 2022 results also come to industry, but to our overall reading, the compared to previous years, obviously there would not be a growth for sure.
Thank you for this, Vaibhav.
Sure.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants to ask a question, please use the raise hand function. Or come in directly and ask a question by introducing yourself and your company name.
Yeah, this is Chinmay from Reliance Nippon Life Insurance Company. Yeah, so just on demand per se, so normally like Feb last week is quite important and also where the meaningful pickup from the channel happens and also like March first 2 weeks. So broadly, how will the pickup, after the lull of say Jan and Feb, are we seeing pickup from the channel happening in say last 15-20 days?
Just for a moment, maybe take a pause. Mr. Manish Desai has also joined the call.
Yeah, Yeah. Good afternoon to all of you. Extremely sorry being late by 5 minutes. Got stuck in some back-to-back meetings. Yeah. We can start. No problem. Sorry, Vibha, we were saying something. You can continue.
In my too early to assess.
Yeah, I'll just repeat my question to Manish also. Yeah, so basically what I was trying to understand was, like, normally the season pickup starts from, like, say, Feb end, and March is also a good time where the channels kind of picks up. So last 15-20 days, are we seeing channel pickup happening after, like, Jan and Feb was quite muted? Has that changed in last 15-20 days, at least on the channel side?
Chinmay, if I want to give, as I said, it to be, if you see the of wherever you are stay right now, the weather is still comfortable. In fact, we started feeling hit only after the Mahashivratri, if I look from the western part of the countries. If you look from the channel partner perspective also, the ads for the AC started flowing in from the last Sunday. So, which means that we have seen the extended winter this time. The customers have the channel partners have not still seen the walk-in of the customers. However, in the last Sunday onwards, we have seen some kind of movement is taking place. So the offtake will start now moving from the channel partner perspective, because they also will wait and watch if there is no secondary happening, or if happening at a intermittent phase, they will also like to do their primary or indenting of the material, aligning with those kind of movements.
And sir, on pricing, so based on interaction with the industry, broadly from what we are getting is, like, maybe versus last year, industry has taken price hikes of up to a double digit. But if I kind of forget the price increases, or keep aside the price increases which have happened off late in, like, post-Ukraine, but and if I just consider price increases up to February also, what I could get was maybe another double digit kind of mid-teen kind of price increases are required. So is that a rise assessment, or obviously whether that much of price increase and all actually happens and all will depend on the demand and other factors, but is this broader assessment right?
Vibha, you want to add anything or you want to answer?
Sorry, Chinmay, I just missed your question.
No, then let me answer, because we are anyway running late. So what will happen, what is happening, Chief, the event which you are talking about is a 15 or 20 days old. Supplies are anyway coming at the original, I would say, the intent as we have given. Yes, we have seen some kind of disruption in the supply chain. Commodity prices are increasing, but we have seen this trend following in the quarter on quarter. All that's why we are, unlike in the past where we used to give, the manufacturers used to give a one single purchase order for the season requirement, and the suppliers were taking place based upon the agreed price. Seeing the consistent and regularly price volatility in the commodity, these all equations have now gone into the order to order. So if I have given the order, it will be fulfilled based upon the prevailing that point of price, whether it is reducing it in a later stage, Voltas or the manufacturers or the party who requires material will be at disadvantage. If it is going up, then it has to be equally shared by the suppliers. So in a way, it is difficult to, or it is so too early to find out what kind of increase in cost will come after this geopolitical kind of situation. But if I look from the overall indenting perspective, most of the material required for the season being indented in the past, supplies may be flowing in the month of March and April, because you don't require to, you can't indent the material if you require during season time as late as quarter one of the financial year. So I'm not saying any kind of bigger surprise, yes, but the freight rates and all which gets decided later on will have some kind of impact, but for another double digit increase in the price, I won't see a possibility or reality over there.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question we have from Mr. K.O. Pandya. True Life, please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Two small questions. First is on the inventory in the channel in response to earlier participants' question. So just want to clarify. So you are trying to say that the channel inventory is also still below normal level considering the extended winter. So what is the channel inventory situation right now?
I would say that the channel inventory is a moderate in a way, rather not too low or too high. There are two reasons behind it. One reason is the price is continuously increasing it. It's not like all brands are increasing the price in a phased manner. So it will always be better for the channel partner to log into the early buying so that the next price increase he can avoid considering the demand over there. However, looking into the secondary movements in the market, he also be followed by the cautious approach. Furthermore, nobody is certifying today the fourth mutant will not prevailing or will not come. So they have, after seeing the three or two seasons being totally, I would say, going on a bad phase, they are to be more cautious before they go and indent the material on a very high level. So it's a kind of balanced approach what they are doing it. We are also working with the channel partner in order to support them, you know, whatever way we can do it. And we are working on the consumer front as well by announcing or by having some kind of consumer-led promo scheme, which will ensure that the walk-ins will come to the channel partner and we can see a good season as we move forward. So far the indications are there. The summer is going to be slightly hotter than what we have seen in the last year. Last year, most of the people were working from home. This time they will travel and to the office because a lot of offices are opening up. People are still following the hybrid kind of work. But I'm sure on the demand side, the one thing we need to remember or carefully see over there is the price increase will have some kind of impact on demand. But what we have seen in the past, that if the need of the unit is there, knowing the weather around, I'm sure with the consumer promo scheme, what we generally run during the season time of subsidized rate of, or the subsidized way of installation, aggressive consumer subvention scheme, by having into buy now, pay later, it will not be too heavy on the pocket of the consumers if they need to have those units installed in the residential house.
Okay. So second question is on the so pricing and costing front. So I think you mentioned that the, whatever inventory is required for this season has been ordered or indented. The delivery may get delayed depending on the schedule. So in that context, so say from previous season to this season, what kind of price hikes have been done say, versus last season, so till date? And
almost double digit.
Sorry? Almost double digit.
Exceeding double digit.
Okay. And barring this last 15 days event, the cost has been passed on entirely, or you think some people, either brand or channel, will have to absorb to some extent?
See, it is always, you always find a time lag between the increased input cost and the cost which is getting passed on to the end consumers. And it is not applicable only to a category in which we are dealing with. Across all industries, you find there will be a time gap. You won't see that aaj mera 100 rupaya price bada and I'm just increasing to the end consumers.
Agree.
The groceries item and all where it is directly mandated by the MRP kind of person. Definitely there are certain increased input costs which are still carrying in our books of accounts or for all the brand manufacturers for that matter, which will eventually, seeing the demand, it will get passed on to the end consumers through a channel partner and all. So it's a continuous process, Chief. The only issue is that the intensity or the quantum which we require to do a price hike, probably once we do a larger way, the incremental gets reduced or the quantum of the incremental price increase gets reduced as we move forward.
Okay. So just last one question, which is, so this is the first full season where we will see impact of, say, import ban, ref gas field ACs. Probably most of the, I mean, last part of the industry would have tried to change their sourcing channels, say, from outside India to within India. So how has been the response from Indian OEMs? Any hiccups or say any benefits like lower working capital? So how this transition has happened? Any insights into this transition? Some positives, some negatives.
Kayur, if I look, although the industry may be seeing the first full season, but industry did sell the almost 6 million units or close to 6 million units in the current year. And if I look from that perspective, the OEMs and the all import bans, which was applicable almost 18 months back. So players who are directly having the import kind of business model have found a way out to deal with this kind of situation. So I'm not seeing any major kind of changes which is happening around in this first season time. Yes, the volume of tech generally goes up because generally the industry sells almost 40 to 50% of the yearly volume in the first quarter. From the OEM perspective, we have not seen any such kind of a larger way of, I would say, a misbalance or a disbalance over there between the new vendors or the new customers vis-a-vis the old customers like us and the other brand players. Yes, their ask from the working capital side will always be on a bare minimum level, knowing that their margin and all are very much limited considering the profile of the OEM.
Do you see that working capital of brands coming down since we move from import to say Indian OEMs lead time would be lower?
It won't be there, KO. The reason we have to evaluate this position after the season period. Because in the last two season period, the industry was hoping for a good season based upon which the material got indented, but the COVID has actually spoiled short the entire situation. So we have to now see the inventory level after Q1, because till March, if I look from the March financials, you find that inventory got built up almost in higher than the last year for all the players in the industry.
Okay. So thanks a lot and all the best.
No problem, Kev. Thanks.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Mr. Vishal Biraya. Please go ahead, sir.
One question on the localization as to over the last few years, how has the localization moved and where have we reached currently?
See, when you talk about a few years, you are talking about like last 3 to 5 years. Is my reading correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So if I want to give you last 3-5 years trend, then we have significantly improved or significantly moved on the Indianization. Let me break this entire unit into a 2 or 3 parts to give you a better understanding of the same. If I look from the audio part, the audio was anyway largely being manufactured in our own factory. Although some of the components like compressors and controllers were getting outsourced and getting sourced from the import, which is still happening in the today environment because we do not have an ecosystem in our country today to have those kind of units. Although some of the players have shown the interest and started manufacturing unit, but the output is not adequate in order to meet the demands of the industry as such. If I come to the indoor unit part of the split air conditioner, the entire indoor unit, which we, if I take a 3 to 5 year trend, we have the import source kind of model, which we have changed and which we have now moved to the total localized one. So we started investing in a mold close to 2 to 3 years back. And now today, what you're seeing in the market, all these ideas largely are coming out from our own mold investments. So in a way, we have entirely idea which we have been sourcing through import now been moved into a local production. When I say local production, it may not be getting manufactured in our own factory because we have enough capacity on the molding side across India, across all locations, or at least prominent locations in India. So our investments in the mold are actually getting manufactured on those molding or the OEMs. And getting supplied to us for the compatibility and then putting to the market for that matter. So in terms of the overall percentage, I can say what it is. The almost leaving aside the compressor and controllers today, almost all components as well as the finished goods or as well as you can say interim products are being localized.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically, incremental scope of localization would be very low, right? I mean, incrementally, unless and until we have an electronic
ecosystem. Yeah, Vishal, you know that we have applied for a PLI scheme and got approved as well.
Yeah.
For one PLI, which are the talking about the components of heat exchangers, cross flow flame, and the, I would say, the plastic molded parts. So, out of that, some of the components, anyway, we are sourcing from the OEM itself, not very dependent upon the import side, but those components also will start now having the place as a part of the backward integration of our own factory. So you can say from import to Indianized, there won't be any much value addition unless until our application for the second PLI for compressor gets approved from the ministry. Till such time, the we can say it is balancing out between, I would say, from the OEMs to our own factory setup.
Okay, thank you. And one question again on the PLI. There was an the government is opening up the applications again, the window for applications of PLI. So would you be participating again?
We have to see which are the other components fits into it, because when we have, I would say, applied for a first phase, we have clearly thought and accordingly the application being made. So we won't see that there are any other avenues being opened up in terms of further carrying out or further look into the backward integration. So today it looks like won't be, but it is. We will definitely keep on evaluating if anything opportunity comes up, because window is open for a March period or long period of time. So we can still evaluate and move forward on that. But currently we do not have any such plan to move or to make a further application to it.
Okay. Thank you, Manish.
Yeah.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, to ask a question, please use the raise hand function or come in directly by introducing yourself and your company name. As the question queue assembles, Mayim, do you have any questions?
Yes, sir. Just wanted to extend Vishal's question. So you have been maintaining that there will be a balance of OEM versus in-house. If I just ask you in terms of numbers, like what is the current out of 100 rupees of, let's say, IDU, how much I am making in-house right now, or how much I am procuring from OEM, and what does it look like in next 3 years?
Mayank, it will be, I won't be able to give a specific percentage given that it's a confidentiality in which we operate. But I would say that the OEM complete assembly line, which you are planning to do as a part of the capital investments in the next phase, I would say that at least 50% of this material, or the I would say the entire IDU, which probably getting assembled and get manufactured the other place, we may find as a part of backward integration in one of our factory.
So this will happen in gradually 2 years?
Gradually, because what happens is, what we feel is, having the abundant capacity availability of the molding, we won't require to jump into this bandwagon immediately. It may take some more time, and we can do that investments rather putting into the molding capacity. We should invest this money into the molds. So that will give more kind of aesthetic design to the customers with some kind of more value engineering moving into it. So the first aspect of that would be that entire investments in the mold. And once we see that the mold investment has been through and the capacities we require, or we can get some kind of advantage, both tangibly or intangible, in our working capital, or maybe in our logistics or our value addition aspect, it will be taken into the record for that matter.
Okay, sir. Thanks. I will get back in the queue.
No worries, ma'am.
Thank you. Next question we have from Ruchika Bhatia, Quest Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking this question. So, sir, I would like to understand, so like you mentioned about the PLI scheme that you all have applied for sheet metals and heat exchangers, etc. Would it be catering to the entire unit sold, or initially, or it will be in phases?
Let me clarify, Ruchika first, we didn't apply for a sheet metal. We applied for a heat exchangers, cross flow flame, the plastic molded components. Sheet metal we have so far kept out in our backward integration or the integration plan or another PLI scheme. To come back on the on these three components, the capacity will be built up gradually. So in the initial period of time, we'll have a supply of both OEM as well as the our own factory. And as we gain our experience and see how the valuation is taking place, it will be further expanded to cover our entire volume.
Okay, thank you. And, you know, on the MEP business, so the mechanical plumbing side, what would be the sustainable margins, and, you know, how is the contracts? Because we keep on seeing such fluctuating commodity price increase. So how do we expect that, right? How is it usually done?
Ruchika, in the MVP business, it all depends because we have many projects and all projects will have a different contractual terms. Some of the contracts do work on a cost plus basis. Some of the contracts do work on a price variation basis. So overall, it is difficult to say how many contracts will have a different percentage. And I would not like to put into the record as well, knowing the integrity of the business. But what we keep on driving on that key, anything, if everything goes well, we have seen a gradual increase in our EBIT margin over the last almost 12 months from the COVID scenario. We have now touched to a closure to a 3.5 to 4%. Yes, from our own internal benchmark, we are still almost 100 to 150 basis points away. And hope if that infrastructure allocations and all new order book flows into the seamless manner, probably we should be able to reach that shortly. But our internal guidance or internal factor or driving factor is we should reach somewhere on pre-COVID level of 5.5% on the EBIT margin for this project business.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my
side. Yeah.
Thank you. Next question we have from Mr. Chinmay Gandhi. The line's live. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so just a follow-up, sir. I mean, in case you could help me on this. So you did mention that we have ordered inventories for the summer season. So we have tied up with respect to the supply. So basically, I mean, say with respect to maybe say FY, I mean 2019 summer, like what kind of summer are we kind of budgeting in our own estimates broadly? I mean,
As I said, it gives the kind of indication, Chinmay, on a forward guidelines which you generally won't give. But if you look the past trend, if weather is supporting to this category, in the 1920, the category was showing a growth in excess of 40 to 50% before we actually hit by the pandemic. And in a normal weather time also, probably industry has seen a growth of at least minimum 10 to 15%, leaving aside some of the intermittent rains or a monsoon kind of situation in some part of the country. So hopefully we should estimate that given the complete season and all. The season, the period of quarter one until early part of the quarter two should work well for the industry and at least should gather a growth of almost 12 to 15% over the last year. That's what the industry's expectation today. I don't want to spell out our own expectation because we have a much bigger target on that. But let the season starts and by the end of quarter four, we should be able to give in our quarter analysis where actually how we are seeing the, appear thereafter.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Mr. Vishal Biraya, Max Light. Please go ahead, sir.
Manish, lastly, on the commercial refrigeration side, I mean, any updates on how the profitability is moving there? Is there a difference in the
refrigeration? Are you referring to CR or CS? There are two concepts which is prevailing around. Commercial refrigerator, which is being used under the for the frozen product. We are talking about the commercial air conditioner.
No, commercial refrigeration for the products like deep freezers,
cold room. We have almost similar kind of target for the EBIT target or the gross margin target for those categories as well. In fact, I'm sure that each one of you know that this category is actually shown a growth consistently over the last 1 year. The demand is increasing because these categories are getting highly penetrated into the tier 2 and tier 3 cities because where we see the chocolate and the ice cream OEMs are expanding their base, and this category will obviously find a place because you require those kind of output or outlets or the units to preserve those chocolates and the ice cream from there.
So do we continue to see a higher traction here, and will the profitability be, I mean, will it be slightly more easier to pass on the cost pressures over here?
See, I would say compared to air conditioner, yes, the market is not so wide. I would say the competition is not so fierce. However, to keep in mind that when you have a lesser competition, more benchmarking will be done by the retailers. Today, Vijay Sales or any other retailers may not be going through all 20 brands of the air conditioner which is having presence in the category. But if you have 3 to 4 suppliers, it is easy for anyone to call those for suppliers or the competition and get the trade out of it. So the situation is equally difficult for both air conditioner as well as commercial refrigerator. We could pass on some of the cost to the channel partners, but here the competitions, we have aggressive competition from the three players, and we are, I would say that, running neck to neck with them. So we have to balance it out and use, in a, I would say, in a more sensible way when we carry out the price increase, looking into the SKUs market as well as the tie-up with the OEMs.
Okay, and just lastly on the same point, would it be fair to say that the industry as a whole, commercial refrigeration, would have grown by at least mid to high single digits in this quarter on a year-on-year basis?
I would not like to say on a quarter basis. If I look into the annualized basis, yes, yeah, it has grown into a double digit.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question we have from Mr. K.O. Pandya, follow from True Life. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just want to understand, as we discussed that over past 3-4 years that supply chain has moved from, say, China to India. So how this pricing works? I mean, till last season, inflation was not very steep. So in this kind of environment, how frequently prices contract are say, renegotiated? And when Indian OEM or Indian vendors are relatively not so large versus say, Chinese vendors, so do we command better pricing power or we may force them to absorb some of the inflation? So how does this pricing mechanism works when we say, procure products from India?
Here, when I look from the import sourcing to the indigenized one, the objective is to create a supply base to disrupt or to reduce our over-dependence on any of the suppliers or any of the country. So although in the initial phase, you may find that it may slightly give you or result into a higher cost, which is actually not case in our in most of the scenario. But that is the need of the industry because you have to look into it to reduce your over-dependence. And with that objective, when we started 5 years back or the investments in mold, and that was a prime objective to move around in order to have two benefits. One is to reduce the over-dependence upon the country. Second thing is to have your own design, because when you're buying from the OEMs without having any investments in the mold, your products can't be differentiated with the other competitions in a meaningful way. So, and when you invest in your own mold, which means you have a two advantage. One is you have a me-too kind of product. And second thing is when you design yourself, you have enough scope for the value engineering to carry out in the future to adjust or to give more benefit to the customers or to get the or to risk mitigate some of the increased input cost, rather passing on to the end consumers. So with that objective, we moved in, and so far we find a good success into it. In terms of advantage, you have to see from both perspective, tangible, intangible. If I were to go for import sourcing, my supply chain peer or my logistics or my inventory days would have been slightly on a higher side. But as far as the pricing is concerned, be a import one or be your import suppliers or the local OEMs, for the last 15 months, everything being linked to the commodity price, nothing been remained static for a long period of time. So if the commodity price are showing upward trend, it will be further cost on a higher side. If it is showing other way around, the benefit will be passed on to the purchaser over there.
Noted, sir. So thank you.
Yeah. Probably we are coming closer to the time, ma'am.
So can I just take one last question if you allow?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you so much, sir. So a final reminder to the participants to ask a question, please come in directly by introducing yourself and your company name. Well, as there are no further questions, I request Mayank for his closing remarks.
Yeah, so on behalf of Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities, I would like to thank the management of Voltas for giving time and giving us valuable insights. I would also like to thank all the participants for listening carefully and asking questions. Thank you.
Thanks to all of you, and I once again apologize for being late 5 minutes with the other agencies. Thanks, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.